I was in the bathroom. Tom was a little guy, and this was in Butler. And I came walking out in the kitchen just in time to see the pan on the stove that was full of grease flaming up. And before I could stop him, because Randy had put that on to make French fries, and then he went in to play with little Tommy, and came back in, and he saw that flaming, and I walked in just a second or two after he did, and he picked that up and started to go out the back door with it. And Mark, crazy Mark, he opened the door for him, so he was right in the line. And then Randy slipped and fell.
He spilled some of the grease in front of him.
He spilled the grease out of the pan, and then he slipped on that and it fell down, and the Lord was looking after Mark, or he could have just gotten scalded to death. But Randy did get burned on the arm real bad.
And some on his face.
And Cindy and I were going to take him to the hospital, but I don't know what. We were kind of not getting out to the car as fast as he thought we should, which is true. So he hollered at us, "Come on, take me." So we rushed him to the hospital, and he even had surgery on that arm later. But, you know, if I'd gotten there a couple seconds sooner, I would have just put a lid on it and turned the heat off. But he didn't think about that. He felt guilty because he'd left it. And then he burned himself real bad. So, Tom, talking about accidents, he was on, was it Randy's shoulders? Who else? Oh, no, another boy from church. This is in Hillsdale when he was like 2 years old. He was
Jimmy Sorrels.
Yeah, he was up on this boy's shoulders and let go and fell off, broke his arm. And
you went berserk. Ballistic.
I got a little excited about that. Then one time Tom at the playground when he was like in first grade, he fell off the monkey bars and broke his leg. And nobody seemed to believe him. And so his good friend Denny Nelson helped him get into the school building. And he was in there in the principal's office, and they didn't think it was serious. And finally, they got a hold of Wayne, and he took him, and it was a broken leg.
I took him to the doctor.
But thank goodness for Denny, or I don't know what he'd have done if Denny hadn't helped him get into the school. So
I can tell you a little episode about your dad, Al.